We have a World Backup Day, and I guess that fits right in with the internet security theme, because I guess in the event that something does go wrong with your computer, whether it be, you know, stolen or you know, the cyber criminals lock it up like we were talking about before, having that backup can be a real lifesaver, right?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I've been around the industry for a few years, and, you know, back in the day, there would not be a week where you wouldn't back up your data because your hardware might crash or something might go wrong. And I think we've all been lulled into this false sense of security a little bit, that everything's so good, and you know, hardware's getting better, reliability's better. But we've also now moved into a world where all of our photos have become digitized, our bank statements and everything else that goes on. And what people don't understand is that if you do get a virus and we have to reset your computer, so you've got to wipe all the data, or it gets stolen or everything else, that if you don't have that backup, not only getting that information, but you've just got to think about the time it will take you to go and get that information. I recently just set up a new computer at work because they rolled me over to a new one. Even that took 1 to 2 days to do properly and get everything else put back in place, and that's with access to my old computer with all the information there. I just wonder how long it would take if I lost all my data and I had to build from scratch.
Yeah, I hate to think how long it would take me, all of those, you know, decades of information there. I mean, so hopefully most people do make regular backups of their notebook or desktop computers, which is what we mostly talk about. But do you think mobile devices kind of get left out when people are thinking about backing up important information and important things like photos?
Oh, look, definitely. I know, talking to a few people there, and I was chatting to them, and you always say to them, what would you do if your phone got stolen? And they go, you don't know how many of my kids' photos are sitting on my phone. And in a recent survey we did, over 1 in 2 people, so more than 50% of people, don't back up any of the data they have on their mobile devices. And it's something that we're really highlighting to people you've got to be careful about, from your contacts to your text messages to the photos and videos you've taken of family, your friends and all the rest of it. We've got to realise these days that with, on average, a phone being lost or stolen every 6 minutes inside Australia, you know, you've got to be vigilant about, you know, how I'm going to keep my data safe.
Do you think people put that in the too hard basket? I mean, are the options really that complex when it comes to, you know, backing up data off your mobile?
Look, I think people do put it into the too hard basket, but is it simple? The answer to that is yes. If you look at the Apple iOS software, they come with iCloud pre-built in, and it probably takes you 5 minutes to properly set up your account and have it automatically back up to the cloud for you. And likewise, what we'd be recommending is once a week, making sure you do a hard backup to a computer or a third bit of software that you can do quite easily by just plugging your phone into your PC. Likewise, with Android, it's the same thing. Even though they don't particularly have iCloud, our company sells a particular application that allows you to back up, and many other people do. And likewise, you would just back up your phone once a week into some other third source of data. It's the kind of thing that once it's set up, which maybe takes 5 or 10 minutes, it will happen automatically. To be honest with you, setting up your mobile phone backup and actually recording that stuff is probably easier than your PC, because that requires a little bit more intervention, where a lot of these other systems are quite automated with our mobiles.
World Backup Day is March 31. What's the one key point that you'd like to sort of hammer home for everybody? What should everyone action?
You know, Andy, when you always ask me for these one points, I always have more than one. But there's really three key rules of what we say. You know, at least have 3 copies of whatever you're trying to back up. And, you know, whether that be, for example, on a mobile device, you've got it on your phone, you've got it in the cloud, and then you put it back to your computer. And if you've got it on your computer, you probably have a second copy and then on an external hard drive, something to have there. You try and have it in 2 different formats, and that's really not having it on the same device. So don't have, just because you back up your data on your phone, on your computer, sorry, don't have it on the same hard drive. You need it on a separate hard drive. And then also think about having it separated. So therefore, if you do have something, so therefore it's stolen, you have an unfortunate accident where, you know, you've had a fire in the house, but you still have a copy somewhere else that's not close to the other copy. So this is where cloud storage is particularly good, because that is separated. But if you do have an external hard drive, make sure you don't keep that in the same bag that you have your notebook. So if it gets stolen, it's just been taken off you anyway.